Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
If you look at what's happening in the country, it's not good. And you don't have to turn on the news to see it. You feel it when you go to the gas station. You feel it when you go to the grocery store. We feel it in our mortgage payments. We feel it in our insurance payments. Everything that we have to pay has gone up.
Now that the dust and snow have settled in Iowa, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, former President Donald Trump, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are moving on to New Hampshire. Speaking at a rally in Bretton Woods, Haley called for cuts in government spending, blaming President Joe Biden, but also congressional Republicans, citing billions in pandemic-era funds. Trump got a bit more than half the caucus votes, with DeSantis getting about 20% and Haley close behind that. Despite saying he'd stay through Super Tuesday, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has suspended his campaign after placing sixth. Vivek Ramaswamy is doing so as well, and he's endorsing Trump.
Every one of us in this room has done our part to save this country, and I am so proud of every one of you who have lifted us up. But we're a campaign founded on the truth, and so that's why we've made that decision today. And I'm also making the decision that this has to be an America First candidate in that White House.
Trump and Haley have begun attacking each other more directly in the Granite State. ABC canceled a debate after Haley demanded Trump take part, and the former president refused. Biden is calling congressional leaders to the White House to discuss his $110 billion foreign aid package, another sign that some kind of deal on Ukraine support and new immigration policies may be in the works. Congress is considering a renewal of an expanded child tax credit. Census figures say an expansion during the pandemic cut child poverty roughly in half. This proposal is a bit smaller, but Zana Berg with Kids Count South Dakota says it could still make a big difference for many.
Some low-income families, a smaller percentage, but some did use the child tax credit to either pay down debt or save a little. And that also is really significant, too, when we think about economic security for families.
The House Rules Committee is suspending its push to hold Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress as his lawyers negotiate ground rules for his testimony. Alabama aims to help police deal with the 10% of people in the state who have sensory issues, which law enforcement might not recognize right away. Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert says a new state law requires police to undergo training to help better understand what can trigger someone.
Better look at some of the outlying things like flashing lights when they come up on the scene. That can trigger an individual with sensory needs. Your loud sirens, a lot of officers crowding the person can cause problems. So we got to be able to recognize those things and adapt accordingly. And that's what this training is going to be focused on.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two.